The number of positive cases of COVID-19 has grown by another 19 in Iowa, bringing the state total to 124 confirmed cases. Governor Kim Reynolds made that announcement today. The latest report includes cases in Jasper County and Warren County in central Iowa. That means 30 counties in Iowa have positive cases. Woodbury County has 2 confirmed cases. For most people, COVID-19 causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. For some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can be much more serious and can include things like pneumonia. The largest concentration of cases continues to be in Johnson County in eastern Iowa, where 37 cases are confirmed. Polk County in central Iowa in the Des Moines area has the second highest number with 17 cases. State data shows 70 women have tested positive and 54 men. People 61 to 80 years old are the largest group affected with 61 cases. Nearly half of the positive cases are in that age group. And Governor Kristi Noem says today she's recommending K-12 schools be closed to May 1st, since South Dakota may be as much as 8 weeks away from the peak of the COVID-19 crisis. In a press conference, Noem said the state needs to limit business activity, even as President Donald Trump considers relaxing national guidance. She expects infections to increase and is bracing the state's health care system for a surge of patients. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.